Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Sometimes seemingly frivolous scientific experiments result in the largest breakthroughs. Patricia Brennan, an adjunct research assistant professor of biology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, shows why it's imperative to keep experimenting.
Sometimes scientists seem to study weird questions that at first glance do not appear to have any obvious application. Basic studies such as these can be hard to fund when budgets are tight, but often oddball scientific research can be the source of truly transformative ideas that impact society in dramatic yet unpredictable ways. For example, in the 1960s, Dr. Tom Brock, a scientist studying the weird slime that grows in hot thermal vents at Yosemite National Park, isolated bacteria that live under extreme temperatures. Enzymes from these bacteria were used 20 years later to develop a technique to replicate DNA. Nobody, not even Dr. Brock, could have foreseen that studying these thermophilic bacteria would jumpstart a societal revolution in genetics that has impacted medicine, agriculture, and even the justice system. The applications derived from Dr. Brock's discoveries were unpredictable because they involved researchers in other fields connecting new knowledge with current needs, a network rather than a straight line. This is one of many examples of seemingly frivolous research that has resulted in a major innovation with significant economic impacts. As scientists, we know that organisms have adapted to their environment in complex and often unusual ways, and history has shown that studies of these oddities can help us test the limits of existing theories, but most importantly, that they often generate innovative and creative ideas. Even when projects sound a little odd, scientists are always working to better understand the world around us and to generate ideas that can transform our lives. Support for basic scientific research, even when we can't predict its ultimate impact, has the most potential to help us capitalize on nature's unparalleled ability to innovate.
That was Patricia Brennan of the University of Massachusetts Amherst. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.